I got a live one here.
I think you could sell yourself to cartoons as doing a replica Muttley Laughter.
I'm quite good at that. My dad is the king of Muttley Laughing.
Right, well, listen. Yep. Okay, this is you earlier. You sound just like Muttley. Right, now, I've managed to get a copy of Muttley.
Oh, no.
That's Muttley. This is Steve Pamelina.
You're ding-donged.
I did indeed. Did you like that?
I was very impressed, yeah.
Ding-dong.
Oh, yeah, you can't get enough of that, can you?
Well, I
can't get enough. But I'm loving it. I am loving the ding-dong, I've got to be honest with you. Honestly, trust me, you'll be saying ding-dong when you like something, to anything. So if someone says, is that a nice pint? You go, oh, that is ding-dong. Trust me, you will.
Okay, no, I'll believe you.
Do you want to try it? Do you want to try it? Go on, you try it.
Okay, ding-dong.
Yeah, not quite as good.
No.
Anyway, what's your name, sir?
It's Martin.
Martin, whereabouts are you calling from?
Just off Windsor Bridge Road.
Louise. And where are you calling from, Louise?
I'm calling from the car on the way home from Sainsbury's.
Oh, really? We've had a lot of people from work just come back from Sainsbury's. They brought me some chicken satay sticks. Lovely. What have you done? The weekly shop?
The weekly shop, yes.
Louise, what are you doing at the weekend? What's the biggest thing happening for you?
Playing mothers and daughters netball.
Are you?
Yes.
That sounds interesting. Can I come and watch?
No. Not.
Okay, Louise, what's the year?
1979, I think.
Oh, Louise, it's the wrong answer.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. Have a good weekend with Mothers and Daughters Netball.
I'm at O'Neill's in Bath for St. Patrick's Day. Yay! Thank you very much indeed. Now, I've actually got Kieran and Gemma next to me. Kieran's Irish, and you're only here in Bath for the day, is that right?
Yep, this is our big day out because this is our anniversary when we got together 8 years ago on St. Patrick's Day.
So, over the lunchtime, Bath Rugby announced a new sponsor and a new kit. Now, normally they do like a little fashion show for the public, but just for the press, they've unleashed this new strip, which I think we're going to try and get a clip on our website, so you can have a look at that, hopefully, over the weekend. Speaking of which, they've got their last game tomorrow against the Worcester Warriors. I say last game, not ever, just in this season. Now, if you can't go to the game, we've given all the tickets that we had to give away. It starts at 3 o'clock on the rec, and we've got the coverage right here on Bath FM in the sports show with Nigel. Matt Fowle will be there, and all our updates are brought to you, of course, with Kingswood School Development. Developing talents in individuals.
I'm willing to give it a try. Please give me something. Cause someday I might know.
You had a bad start in life. How do you go about from being from there to the success that you have now?
Pure drive, really. You know, if you come from having not a lot, you've got a bigger drive to get something and kind of do well for yourself. But I mean, at the same time, I've always done what I've done. I've always played guitar because I've loved it and I've enjoyed it. So for me, it's natural and it's kind of just naturally happened, really. You know, like I didn't know that this was going to happen. And once it happened, it was so quick. It kind of just took off. But, it's just, you know, a little bit of drive and determination and kind of, you know, a bit of self-achievement, really.
What are your goals? What do you hope to achieve from all this?
Looking to achieve, just to kind of, for people to relate to the album and to enjoy the album and to kind of, you know, I always wanted to make an album that would last forever, really. And if the songs last and they kind of, you know, do the time, then I'll be happy. And if people can relate to songs and it makes them feel better because they relate to them, then that's I've achieved what I wanted to achieve, really.
James Morrison, thanks for joining us in the studio today. I know you've had a very busy day with Carl and Poonam as well doing the show this morning. We'll play another track then from your album due out in July. This is Wonderful World. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've been down so low, people love me and they know. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
107.9 Bath FM are proud to support this year's Bath Bikeathon in aid of leukemia research right here in Bath.
Myself, John Watson and James Carpenter will be taking part in the event, riding from the start line of Brass Mill Lane, heading to Bristol before returning back to Bath. It all starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 18th of June.
To find out more about the Bath Bikeathon or leukemia research, log on now to www.bathfm.co.uk.
Bicycle. 107.9 Bath FM.
Hi, my name's Jan Hasty. I work at Million Hairs Dog Parlour in Weston, Ashley Avenue. And my pondering thought of the day is, can fat people go skinny dipping?